Well, welcome back to Tokyo Equestrian Park. Tonight we've had the qualifying round for the team competition, and believe you me, it was one to remember for all kinds of different reasons. The first thing to report is that Great Britain are safely through, finished in seventh place, 10 places up for grabs, and it was a solid performance by the team of individual champion Ben Mayer, Holly Smith having her first ride of the week on Denver, and Harry Charles with Romeo 88. Holly was first in for the British team, and it was a very competent performance, just having the one fence down, which gave them a really good base camp from which to move from. Harry, who qualified, of course, for the individual final earlier this week, he had three down, but he was pleased that the horse showed plenty of confidence, and you know, we'll wait and see now how he goes in Saturday's final. Harry, of course, came into the team after Scott Brash was ruled out due to an injury to his horse Jefferson, and then it was Ben, gold medalist on Wednesday, who came in last with Explosion W, took it really steady. I mean, Britain were in a very strong position in terms of qualification, as Scott pointed out to Ben before he entered the arena. So a steady round, just the one fence down, clipped a rail as they came over, but nothing to alarm anybody there. Ben, I think, was very much in his Ferrari, as he calls Explosion, probably in third gear today, and saving the horse for a big day tomorrow. Elsewhere, another fantastic performance by Sweden. All three of their riders, Petter Fredriksson, Malin Balia Johnson, and Henrik von Eckermann, jumped clear to win the qualifier. If you remember, those three riders also made the individual jump off, so they would undoubtedly be the form team, I think, going into Saturday. Usual suspects then, really. Belgium and Germany tied for second. Switzerland, headed by Martin Fuchs and Steve Gerdat, took fourth. A good performance by the USA, particularly Jessica Springsteen on her Olympic debut, just one fence down and fifth place overall for her team, alongside McLean Ward and Laura Kraut. France in sixth, Great Britain seventh, Brazil eighth, Holland ninth, and Argentina filling the final spot. And of course, those 10 teams now go forward to Saturday's individual final. Elsewhere, it was a story of grief, I'm afraid. Ireland just did not get going. Shane Sweetnam fell from Alejandro. He was the first Irish rider in. That, of course, meant elimination. And now, with three riders in a team and only three, and all three scores counting, rather, there being no drop score, there was no way back for Ireland. And Bertram Allen and Dara Kenny, their remaining riders, didn't even enter the arena. Japan withdrew after their first rider. So it was one of those nights, really, where, you know, if it went well for you, it went well. But there are also some real, real stories of what might have been, with Ireland, I think, the main casualties on a night that was certainly eventful. The course, once again, while not anywhere near as tricky as the individual final, caused more than its share of trouble, and it will be fascinating to see what they come up with for the final. Great Britain, of course, if they could get a medal tomorrow, it would be the first time in Olympic history for them to win individual and team show jumping medals in the same Olympic Games. And the other big target tomorrow, if they can get a medal, it would take Britain's overall total for these Olympics to six, and that would break the record of five set in London 9 years ago. Of course, Ben already has gold. We have the two dressage bronze medals, Charlotte Dujard and individual, and the dressage team, plus the eventing team of Oliver Townend, Laura Collett, and Tom McEwen, in addition to Tom's very fine individual silver. So lots to go for tomorrow, lots at stake. It'll be a fascinating fascinating competition. Predicting a winner is pretty difficult on tonight's evidence. You know, it's the last day of what's been a tough week of competition. How will the horses rock up tomorrow? You know, so we'll have to wait and see. But I'd say it's wide open. Britain by no means out of the medal equation. And certainly, you know, if Ben produces what he produced on Wednesday, then they are going to be in the shake-up. So as I say, all to play for, and we look forward to the final day's action here at Tokyo Equestrian Park tomorrow, when we'll report back with how it all panned out.
Thank you for listening to the Full Course Show Jumping Podcast. Some fantastic giveaways all this week. Brought to you in association with Zebra Products, Tucci Boots and Verada's Horsewear. Do make sure you head over to our Instagram account, the Full Course Show Jumping Podcast, to enter